week, the question is acceptable accuracy for long range hunting, which of course we mean, I'm pretty sure, precision, that is group size that we need. So we're going to base this off the Applied Ballistics Weapon Employment Zone, the WES calculator. So the WES calculator is a 6 degree of freedom calculator that you put in all aspects of your round. So the bullets BC or drag curve, muzzle velocity, density, altitude, or atmospherics, the environmentals, you set wind and standard deviation. So basically, what is your average wind call, right? So, you know, I average X miles per hour within X miles per hour of the real wind. What is my temperature reading? You know, how precise that is, the pressure, humidity, what is the muzzle velocity standard deviation, how close I am on the range, the heading and latitude, you know, angle, or correction, the heading in degrees and the latitude. So we're going to do a couple of different versions here. So we'll start with, a Berger 175 grain Elite Hunter, muzzle velocity 2830, SD of 8 feet per second. This was actually from a shooter. A 12 inch target, 600 yards. And a couple of things to keep in mind when we're doing this is not based off a 3-shot group. So all of these numbers are based off a 30 round. So in muzzle velocity variation, it's standard deviation for 30 rounds for muzzle velocity. For precision, it is a 30 round extreme spread group size. So that's the precision is really the only thing that's done on extreme spread. So the reason for that is 3 is almost a useless number. It doesn't give you any statistical probability on a random 3 or a random, you know, 2 random 3-shot groups or whatever, unless you're overlaying them. And when you get to 30, a 30-shot extreme spread is a 95% probability. So when we talk statistics and you're trying to talk about a hit rate and you want to compare the precision of one gun to the next in a hit rate, you need statistical probability to be high, right? A high confidence factor. So 30-shot extreme spread is what this is based on. So when you hear these numbers, when you hear things like a half MOA, that's not real. That is not a 30-shot extreme spread unless you're shooting a 6 BR, like a full-on bench rest guns with wind flags at 100 meters. You're not doing that in the field. That's totally unrealistic. So for this first one, it's a Berger 175 Elite Hunter, 2830 feet per second muzzle velocity, SD of 8 feet per second, 600 yards, 12-inch square. We're going to do basically a trained shooter, which in broken mountainous terrain, so, you know, canyons and hills and rocks and et cetera, is going to be about a 4-mile-an-hour wind caller. So if the wind is actually 10 mile an hour, you know, 95% of the time, he's going to be, you know, no less than 6 miles an hour he's going to call it at, and no more than 14. So he's within 4 miles per hour 95% of the time. That equates to somebody that is, you know, you could say a person that takes it serious and actually shoots in the mountains. In comparison, like a world-class best wind caller field shooter in broken mountainous terrain is like plus or minus 2 miles an hour. 4 mile per hour is legit. If you're not shooting in the mountains like a couple of times a month in novel conditions, so in an environment that you've never shot in before, and you're not shooting into the thousands of rounds, you're not calling it within 4 mile an hour. What we typically see is like plus to minus 6 to 8 miles an hour from even people that take it serious. If they're on the East Coast and they're not shooting in the mountains, you're not calling wind. But 4 miles an hour wind caller is like a relatively decently trained person. So we do 4 mile per hour. We know the temp within 1 degree, the pressure into 0.05, inch HG, humidity 5%, muzzle velocity standard deviation 8 feet per second, the range within 1 meter. That's also not realistic. Yes, most range finders can range to within 1 meter, but the zero, i.e. the center of the reticle of the range finder, unless it's like a Revic or a SIG that you can adjust, that's not where the laser's actually reflecting or hitting. So we see common, it's plus or minus anywhere from 2 to 5 meters. But we set it at 1 meter, inclination 1 degree, heading 5 degrees, and latitude 0.001. In other words, as good as you can get, except for the mile per hour. So 600 yards, 12 inch square, plus or minus 4 mile per hour, 1.5 MOA extreme spread for 30 rounds. 1.5 MOA for 30 rounds is very good shooting. So a 12 inch target that has a hit percentage of 58.6%. Okay, that's a first round hit probability. So if you take this system, takes all of these variables we feed into it, and it does a 6 degree of freedom calculation, randomly applying those variables to every single shot, and then plots it where that would hit, right? So that's based off 1,000 first shot, you know, novel condition probability, a 58.6% probability with this combination. Okay, that's 1.5 MOA. That is about, I won't say it is as good as you can expect, but that is legit. If you have a half MOA gun, if you quote unquote have a half MOA gun and you shoot a bunch of half MOA three shot groups, you probably have a 1.5 to 1.7 MOA gun if you shot 30 rounds or overlaid 30 groups onto the same target and didn't center the group. So you just shot them and overlaid them. You're probably looking at a 1.5 MOA gun. So that's a really good gun. A one MOA gun, which is, you know, basically a lifetime, as good as you're going to get in your life for 30 rounds, it only increases it to 61.4% first round probability. It's less than 3% difference from a 1.5 MOA to 1 MOA. So the difference there is, think 1.5 MOA is like a good gun with good ammo, good as in, like, you know, a European Tikka generally, or a custom rifle with custom ammo, etc. Everything's good. 1 MOA is, it's unrealistic, honestly, for 30 rounds, but it's like a bench rest gun or a near bench rest PRS gun. The amount of effort it takes to go from a 1.5 MOA to a 1 MOA 30 shot extreme spread is huge. Most ammo is just not even capable of that, period. Most match ammo is not capable of that, period. But even if you were, it's only a 2.4%, 2.6% difference in hit probability. You can't see that in the field. It takes about 5% and hundreds to thousands of shots to see 5% in real life. So when you use this on a functional level, a 5% difference is kind of the cutoff. 10%, you can see it within 100, 150 shots, you know, with each gun. 3% is nothing. It's not even worth chasing it. Now, the reason why is because we miss due to the largest source of error. So in any given shot in the field, we miss. The highest probability or the highest reason for missing is the largest source of error. So in general, it comes down to we suck. We don't shoot correctly. Okay. The next one is a loss of zero. So that is the scope loses zero. The rifle system loses zero, which happens all the time. The third one is no zero. So you thought it was zeroed, but you didn't actually zero the thing, or at some point it wasn't zeroed correctly, i.e., that would be number four, would be an incorrect zero. You used three-shot group zeros, or you used five-shot group zeros, or a couple, or you threw rounds out that you didn't like. You didn't use large enough statistical size to see the center of that cone. Number five is the wind. Of everything we can control, the first four we can control. We can train until we don't suck anymore. We can use equipment that doesn't lose zero. We can get a no-kidding zero, and we can get a no-kidding correct optimized zero. The one thing we can't control is the wind. The wind is fully environmental and mostly environmental and fully on us to learn to shoot in it. And you have to shoot in it. So when we look at wind, that's what's causing all of the issues. So when we look at this, you know, the difference in hit rates with this 175 Berger, it's the reason your precision from 1 MOA to 1.5 MOA didn't change that much is because we weren't missing due to group size, we're missing due to incorrect wind calls. So now if we take that same thing and we go, hey, we had a 58% and a 61% hit rate for 1.5 MOA and a 1 MOA. Let's say we reduce our wind call error to 2 miles an hour. So this is like world-class, really good wind callers are shooting in it all the time. 1.5 MOA is now 84% first round hit probability. 1 MOA is 89%. It's actually just under five. It's right at 5%. Again, that's where it starts to be maybe sort of real, but it's at the same time, it's really not. Like, there's not enough difference there in the functional ability to go from one MOA 30 shot extreme spread to, or from 1.5 MOA 30 shot extreme spread to one MOA. That's very hard. And people that think it isn't, go shoot a 30 round group, put 30 rounds on a single piece of paper and count every round. You're not going to like what you see. So even still, just getting our wind calling ability down from a 4 mile an hour to a 2 mile an hour, that increased our hit rate, you know, almost 30%, 25%. That's legit. That's big. You know, and you start looking at it, that's starting to be what most people would consider ethical. An 85 to 90% first round hit rate is pretty solid. So that's with that one bullet. You know, if we look at another version, we're looking at so using a 6.5 diameter bullet with a 0.62 G1BC going 2,800 feet per second ish. So, you know, it's a hot Creedmoor normal 6 PRC. We're using a 14-inch target. Our 100% hit rate on a 14-inch target with everything being perfect. So wind is, you know, 0.5 mile per hour wind call, so no wind. And we know the muzzle, you know, muzzle velocity standard deviation is 10. So 700 yards, 14-inch target, 0.5 MOA extreme spread for 30 rounds. That's our 100% hit. That is not real. That you're not going to get a field gun shooting. The gun itself isn't going to shoot 30 rounds in a 0.5 MOA, and you certainly aren't going to do that from any field position whatsoever. But if we take that 0.5 MOA gun that has a 100% hit rate on a 14-inch target at 600 or 700, excuse me, and zero wind condition, and we make it a 1 MOA, which is extremely hard to achieve, it's a 99.3% first round hit rate. That's immaterial. You can't see that. If we take that same gun and we make it a 1.5 MOA precision, which is about as good as you can actually hope for, it's a 94.8% for a 90, almost a 95% hit rate. So from half MOA, which is not realistic, you're not going to get that for a 30 shot extreme spread, to a 1.5, which is like a legit good built gun, mechanically, you're only at 4%, 5% hit rate difference. That you can't see that. The precision difference between them is not the contributor to missing. The contributor to missing is we suck, the gun loses zero, or it doesn't have a zero, and we can't call the wind. The first three, four, we can control. That's on us. The wind takes effort. You have to go shoot in the wind all the time. And when we go to shoot, do shooting classes or just shoot, or we hunt with all these people, people think they can call wind. They make shots and they are wildly off, and they go, oh, it's a no wind situation. And you're like, no, there's wind. They shoot, they miss by a lot. And you're like, well, the wind is actually 12 miles an hour across the canyon. So if you're not shooting in the mountains, in the wind all the time, a couple thousand rounds plus a year, your wind calling ability is garbage. So just keep that in mind. So when it comes to baseline conditions, it's, you know, baseline precision, a minute and a half. If you're shooting multiple 10 round groups of 1.5 inches at 100 yards or lower, you're not missing a big game animal at 600-800 yards because of your precision. That's not going to be why you miss. Why you're going to miss is because of your wind calling ability, your rifle isn't zeroed, or because you suck and you yank the crap out of the trigger. You know, if you take that same 6.5 with a 620 BC bullet and you go from 95% hit rate with a 1.5 MOA precision and zero wind, and you just make it a 2 mile plus or minus 2 mile an hour wind caller, so like really good in the mountains, 0.5 MOA is 70%, 1 MOA is 68%, 1.5 MOA is 65%. So you're looking at 5% from completely and totally not realistic half MOA 30 shot extreme spread to 65%. So 5% difference to 1.5 MOA, which is about as good as you can truly get in the field. Even when you go above that, even 2 MOA doesn't change that. You're looking like a percent difference between 2 MOA and 1.5, maybe 2%, because we're not missing due to group size. We're missing due to the wind call. So there's no real definitive answer other than when we look at a hit rate in the WES, precision is not the thing that drives hit rates. People focus on that and they want to shoot these itty bitty groups and they do a ton of work at 100 yards to shoot, you know, well, I finally got my quarter inch three shot group. Well, it doesn't matter. Let's say the gun does shoot a quarter inch for 30 rounds. The hit rate difference between a quarter MOA 30 round group and a one MOA 30 round group is like 1%. It's nothing. It doesn't matter. The effect is caused by the fact that we don't do our job as shooters. We don't practice enough and we don't practice in the wind and our wind calling is terrible. So as a baseline for me, personally, and I know for like Ryan Avery, when we shoot somewhere between 1.2 and 1.5, like if I shoot a 1.3, 1.4, if the 10 round groups are consistently at 1.3 ish, 1.2, that's fine. The gun's going to do what I want it to do. It'll shoot further than it will shoot and reliably hit the chest of a deer and elk further than people should be shooting at them. So the baseline precision, once good enough, quote unquote, has been achieved. So say 2 10 round groups back to back or a 20 round group of under 1.5 MOA, 1.5 ish. Stop worrying about the precision of the gun. Worry about the gun holding zero, you doing your job so you don't flinch, and calling wind. That's what makes the difference in long range. And I think that's it.